Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meet Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. With me, as always, my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, it's been a really busy week, and this is going to be a short show, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, my brain scrambled right now and going in a million different directions. It's a show week for wrestling promoters. You guys know what I mean. So it's been kind of crazy.
And, you know, by the time you guys hear this, actually, the show will already have happened because we are recording this on a Saturday and the show is tomorrow on a Sunday. And you're not going to hear this until Monday.
So, right. That's a time crunch podcast episode right there.
It is. And, you know, time just got away from both of us this week. Like you said, you know, you're prepping for the show and everything. You're in promoter mode. And I've been working my ass off down here and just things got away from us. So we apologize. We just wanted to make sure that you guys knew that we still cared about it, all of our fans out there. And we wanted to get some content out to you anyway. And, you know, that's a good segue because this has been a weird week for pro wrestling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, earlier this week in the AEW, the whole pizza cutter debacle. I mean, what are the chances of Nick Cage bringing out a pizza cutter and then them cutting to a Domino's commercial? I mean,
right.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I'll say Domino's. I think they're missing an opportunity here because they're complaining about it and trying to get some kind of, you know, statement out there that they had nothing to do with it. And I was like, man, I'd be all over that. I was like, it kind of made me want to order some Domino's.
and you know, that's my question. They say it was done inadvertently, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, so it's neither here nor there. I don't think they'll ever be able to prove it either way.
right. And it's going to be he said, she said. And, you know, with all the promotions out here, and I've got to throw this out there. Now we're getting this buzz that the WWE is trying to push things about the whole Domino's pizza cutter incident in a bad light for AEW. And bear in mind, this is just rumor that I read. I don't bank on this, but it's just rumor. But, I mean, do you think maybe the WWE was kind of pushing to try to get some bad publicity or?
Oh, it's possible. I mean, you know, business is business, and Vince has, you know, never been known to be the nicest guy when it's you know, business out there. And I mean, like I said, I still think Domino's is missing the train here. Cause I mean, just like with the Twisted Tea commercial, you know, that debacle with the Twisted Tea where the guy smacked the other dude in the face with it. Right. I mean, that put Twisted Tea on another map. You know, now there's billboards everywhere and everybody's drinking Twisted Tea. And it's like, it ramped up their sales probably to the moon, I'd imagine. And like I said, you know, I think Domino's by going against it is kind of missing the boat. You know, they should just jump on board and be like, you know, hey, whatever, you know, pizza cutters will cut anything, you know, Domino's pizza, foreheads, don't matter.
I've got to agree with you because if you really think about it, it is a good promotional tool. I mean, let's face facts. A lot of people watch pro wrestling. I mean, AEW's numbers have been over 1 million on Dynamite nights now. So why would you give up that opportunity to get your product out there in an media avenue that a lot of people watch?
Yep. I agree 100%. See, I already got a good gimmick in my mind. They need to take the Noid and then put a pizza cutter in his hand with red to where it looks like blood, but then they can just say it's just pizza sauce. You see?
I guess we want to avoid the Noid, right?
Right. See, there's a $1 million idea right there, Domino's. I want credit.
That's right. And we've got it recorded. So, and timestamp, it is July 31st at 8 p.m. So there's our timestamp.
Right.
So, but that's not the only big news that's been going on this week, Donnie. And, you know, I got to preface this by saying, first of all, I love to watch wrestling as a product. And there's a lot of great product out there, and there's some bad product out there. Out of the big ones, the televised ones that I watch regularly, you know, there's some WWE that I like. I love AEW. I love, you know how much I love Impact.
Mm-hmm.
I like to watch NWA. And then some of the smaller promotions. And, of course, I go to – every week I go to FGW, Future Great Wrestling.
Yep.
And, of course, we've got New Ohio Wrestling. So the thing here that gets me is another huge star has been released, and I'm trying to figure out what Vince McMahon is thinking. On my way home, I was coming home from Michigan today, and the news popped up on my phone in my feed as I'm driving. It says Bray Wyatt had been released. I'm like, the first words out of my mouth are, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah, that was definitely a shocker. Like I said, I had to do a double take and reread it. Like, did I just read that right?
Yeah, and you know, and just, you know, and then, you know, not too long ago, Braun Strowman, huge stars. And I wish I knew what Vince was thinking, because he's talking about AEW not being competition. And I, quite frankly, in my opinion, now this is purely my opinion, I think he's nervous. And there's still been the speculation that they're putting WWE up for sale, and that's why he's doing all these cuts. So what's your take on it? How do you feel about this?
Yeah, I say there's so many rumors and so many, you know, hypotheses out there and all that. It, like I said, with Vince, it's so hard to tell, you know, because he can work you better than anybody. You know, he's the ultimate, you know, worker. So it's hard to tell. But yeah, like I said, when that popped up with Bray, I was completely shocked. And first thing I thought of was, you know, like, I wonder if, you know, he wanted out of his contract or if he asked for the release. But, you know, like I said, we haven't got all the details as of right now as we're recording this, you know, but there's rumors that he didn't, that they let him go for budget cuts. And there's rumors, you know, of, you know, that he did, because where he was, he's still taking the death of Brody Lee hard. And that was his, you know, his, one of his best friends, or, and yeah, so many different rumors out there. It's just hard to say. But I mean, if they did let him go, I think it's a stupid move. If he asked for his release and they granted it, then kudos to them. But I see it as a huge loss. And I see it as a huge loss anyway, because they never really utilized him the way they should have. I mean, the Fiend gimmick was good, and you know, they ran with it for a little while, and then, you know, Alexa Bliss kind of stepped in and took the ball and ran with it. But I mean, in my personal opinion, just as me as a wrestling fan, I thought the original Wyatt family gimmick was pure gold, and I would have ran with that until the wheels fell off.
You know, and I agree with you. And you know, I was doing some research before we got online regarding everything with them releasing Bray. And Bray Wyatt's character was actually based off a previous WWE character called Waylon Mercy. You remember Waylon Mercy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I love the Wyatt family gimmick. The whole thing about it, I mean, was I agree with you. It was gold.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme song
right there, Eric Rowan's sheet mask right there on the wall behind me.
And the theme song, it was haunting.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it on my phone with a bunch of other WWE themes, but
oh, yeah, yeah. When the song was playing and the fireflies, like everybody's phones turned on, that was probably one of the coolest scenes I've, you know, ever witnessed in a wrestling event, you know.
But there was inconsistent booking with Bray Wyatt. Mm-hmm. It was stop and go, stop and go, stop and go. And then he went away for a while. And then they came back with The Fiend, which I thought, again, was gold.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And on top of that, the mask, The Fiend mask, was designed by a man who's very seriously entrenched into the horror industry and the haunt industry, and that being Tom Savini.
Yep. Absolutely.
He and his team at his shop designed these masks for the Fiend. And
mm-hmm. and his lantern too.
Yeah, the lantern was wonderful.
I mean, I'd love to have one of those.
And again, gold, and it was lightning in a bottle a second time, and they dropped the ball. I mean, now they've moved this theming and character onto Alexa Bliss, and nothing against Alexa Bliss. I love her character. I always have. She's a phenomenal performer. And of course, she didn't have anything to do with this. She's just an employee.
All right.
So, you know, nothing bad to Alexa, and I'm glad she's carrying on this, but where would this be if it was not for Wyndham Rotunda?
All right, absolutely. Yeah, I think I saw Alexa posted on Twitter, you know, her statement to where she was actually kind of shocked too, and that she didn't see it coming.
So, I agree.
Like I said, somebody made a comment, and I kind of wonder if it, in the back of my mind, I was like, it would be great if it was true, that to where they basically said they released Bray Wyatt, but actually the Fiend was still there, and they just didn't use the Bray Wyatt character anymore. And I was like, I thought that'd be genius if they actually did do something like that. But, you know, who knows?
That would be genius. However.
Right.
General track records don't bode well for WWE creative.
Yeah.
Recently.
Right.
Again, my opinion. Mm-hmm. For the WWE fans out there that are diehard, don't get me wrong, please. I like the product, some of it. Don't like some of the booking.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So these are two huge things that have happened this week that really, they're kind of like opposite sides of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
But the question now is, with Bray Wyatt, I mean, if he asked to be let go, there's got to be a reason, and I respect that as a performer.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
If they let him go for budget cuts, that's a huge loss for the WWE, in my opinion.
It's not a huge loss. It's a stupid move on my part.
Well, that's more, I was trying to be a little more PC, but yeah, it was a damn stupid move.
Yep. Yeah. It's kind of like AEW had that flub with the pizza cutter and the Domino's commercial, and Vince was like, oh yeah, well, hold my beer. Check this shit out.
Yeah, well, Vince, I'm drinking a beer, so.
Right.
You know, what this world of wrestling that we're in, you know, and you've got your diehards, you've got your diehard AEW fans, you get the diehard WWE fans, diehard Impact fans. Some of them get a little bent out of shape, and it's like, guys, wrestling, enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah, that's what I'd Gary say. I was like, don't be a AEW fan or a WWE fan or a Impact fan. Be a freaking wrestling fan. You know, you can appreciate all of it. You know,
you don't have to watch what you don't like.
Right. Yeah.
If you don't like it and you don't watch it, stop bitching about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's the whole thing, you know. For years, people used to, friends of mine that were WWE purists, because, you know, after the decline of WCW, that was all there really was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And except for Impact or TNA at the time. They were the underdog, absolutely. And you know, there were bad decisions made along the way, and really stupid decisions made along the way.
Yeah.
But survived and is thriving now. And I was always watching Impact even during those times. Even though, I mean, honestly, I never watched the Ruthless Aggression era in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
I watch it on recordings now, but I never watched it because I was watching Impact.
Right.
You know, and people, friends of mine, just like, dude, why are you watching Impact? Said, because I like it.
Yep, that's right. Like I say, you get what you like and stick with it. You know, like I said, back in the day, when everybody was WWF and WWF, I was kind of like an AWA, you know, of course, Georgia Championship and WCW was always my favorite growing up. But, you know, I also really enjoyed AWA.
Right.
that, you know, I didn't call myself an AWA kid or whatever. I was like, I just like wrestling. You know, I watch it all.
Yeah. I mean, when I, as a kid, I started watching wrestling at the age of 12 because of my cousins.
Right.
And I'm not saying because of them, because I don't begrudge it. I thought it was fascinating. But it was Florida Championship Wrestling for me. And then there was Georgia Championship Wrestling. And then magically, here comes the WCW.
Mm-hmm.
And I always knew that WWF at the time was the big dog. I mean, quite frankly, you can't deny what Vince has done. He single-handedly destroyed the territories.
Right. Yep.
Which was a bummer because I liked the territories.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it meant for better storytelling and more freedom for the talent. But aside from that, it was always, you know, like I said, WCW was my go-to. I did watch, and during the Monday Night Wars, I was flipping back and forth all the time between Raw and Nitro.
Yeah.
You know, so the wrestling out there, and if you enjoy wrestling, enjoy it. Don't down somebody because they watch a different product because they like it.
Right. That's all. Yeah.
Did 2020 take its toll on your fitness? Well, body slam the pandemic and get back in shape with WrestleFit. This innovative program combines all the fitness regimens you'll need to reach your goals. The WrestleFit workout will bring strength training, cardio, and the world of professional wrestling together in a fun, new, and exciting way. Have yourself a blast working out with dumbbells, kettlebells, slam balls, ropes, tires, and an 18-foot full-size wrestling ring. The WrestleFit workout isn't just for pro wrestlers. The WrestleFit workout is for everybody. At the Now Training Center, you can pursue your fitness goals and learn how to train like a professional wrestler without all the bumps, bruises, and slams with the WrestleFit workout. Go to www.newohiowrestling.com/training for more information or stop by the Now Training Center at 625 Eastgate Parkway, Blacklick, Ohio, 43004, Unit 6137.
Yep. Speaking of like the news and stuff that's happened, there's also the thing in GCW that happened with Matt Cardona. You kept up with that? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I did keep up on that actually. And it was a brutal match.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Cardona really got carved up. I mean, Chelsea Green was still bandaging him up the next day when they were in California.
Yeah, did you see her post on Twitter where the bed sheets were all bloody like it was a murder scene?
Yes, I did.
I was like, man, that reminds me of my days back in the day.
But GCW's got a rabid fan following.
Yeah.
And they were not happy about the outcome of that match at all.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and my opinion is, and like I said, some people agree with it, some don't, but yeah, just like they were literally throwing unopened cans of freaking beer and whatever at him. And that's just bullshit. There's no sense in that in wrestling, in my opinion. Right. I mean, if you throw like an empty cup or something just to show your disapproval, that's fine. But when you're chucking shit, you know, there's projectiles of full cans of unopened beer, you know, they could have ruined that dude's career, you know?
Right.
It only takes one shot in the wrong area. And I know people are like, oh, that's wrestling, blah, blah, blah. But no, that's not wrestling. And it's ignorance. I'll see there's wrestling fans calling to tell me I'm wrong. Look at that. But, I love seeing the heat.
It's my wife.
God damn it, Chris. You always got to mess stuff up. No. That's funny. Gotta love her.
We'll leave it in there anyway.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. I ain't cutting that out. Ain't no sense. Ain't no sense in it. I just give Peachy more ammo to bust Chris's balls when he sees her.
Is Peachy refereeing tomorrow?
No, he's not able to make it. He'll be doing the September show that we'll talk about here in a second.
Okay, we got Papa Smurf still.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, but like I said, I give kudos to Matt Cardona for, you know, just the heat that he's getting. Because like I said, I've always been a fan of the heels and the bad guys. And, I mean, just to see – I mean, to see the rage in people, I was like, hell yeah, that's awesome. But when I seen him, you know, chucking all that stuff in there, it could have hurt him. Then I was like, yeah, that's why, you know, people were down on wrestling fans, because sometimes they just get out of hand. But
well, people fail to realize that the talent are just people like us.
Right, yeah.
You know, I mean, they put their bodies on the line every night to entertain us. So why would you want to injure them?
Right. Yeah.
I'm guilty of getting carried away during the show, not to the point of throwing stuff.
Right. Yeah. I mean, but you yell and, you know, shake fists in the air and throw insults, and that's, you know, that's part of wrestling. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe you and I have a different look on it because we see it from both sides of the equation.
Right.
But for those people, and there are people out there that still cling to kayfabe, and there's people out there that, I hate to say it, but they really believe it's real.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's not a bad thing, because it gives the talent more to work with if they believe it, as opposed to understanding it the way the insiders do.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and if for people that's listening that doesn't know what we're talking about, you know, just go to YouTube and just, you know, search for GCW, Matt Cardona, Nick Gage, and you'll find it. And it basically, it was a, you know, a title match, and Nick Gage was the fan favorite champion, and Matt Cardona has been doing pretty good heel work there recently, and he ended up beating Nick Gage for the title. And like, the fans just went berserk and just started throwing bottles and cups and like trash and just anything they could get their hands on. And it got like out of hand to where they were, like I said earlier, they were throwing like literal unopened full cans of, you know, liquid and beer and drinks and water bottles. And it, and you know, it was just a ridiculous scene.
Oh, the ring was covered in trash. I mean, just covered.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, again, that's why I said rabid fans. I mean, a lot of GCW fans remind you of ECW fans back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, and I say people were comparing that to the scene where they filled the ring with chairs. I mean, yeah, those are very dangerous and all that, but that's kind of like a different, once they got buried under the pile, that there was no danger, you know, they weren't going to be harmed, in my opinion, because right. The chairs were just landing on other chairs. I don't see it as the same sort of, you know, I see the difference in my, like I said, people are going to disagree with me, obviously. I just think it was a different, you know, scenario.
I agree with you. I mean, it definitely is a different scenario. I'm just talking about the similarities between the two promotions.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
No, I think ECW, when it was pure ECW before Vince bought it,
mm-hmm.
was violent, and people clamored to see that. They wanted to see the blood every week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was there. I was a part of it. I mean, I was the first. I was in watching every show myself. I was one of them.
And, yeah, that's funny you say that, because you were at a family-friendly show.
Right? Yeah, it's like a total 180. That's why I say, if people knew what I did back in the day that don't know, you know, they'd be like, what the hell? Because now, you know, I don't offer any kind of stuff like that on our shows. We keep it family friendly and PG as much as we can, you know. But yeah, back in the day, I was a little more abrasive back in the day.
But your shows are still fun, Donnie.
They're
watch.
Yeah, that just goes to show, you know, there's different types of wrestling for different fans. You know, you can run a family friendly promotion and still make it exciting and still get the heat and everything going, and you know, because we've done it. And then, you know, there's the middle shows that run, and, you know, they have great matches. They bring in a super indie or two here and there, and those are also fun to watch. And then you got the other stuff like the GCW, which is, you know, the more extreme and hardcore and that kind of like the old ECW style. And there's a fan base for that. I mean, there's a fan base for all three. And it's kind of like the promotions, you know, you don't have to like one, you don't have to say, well, I like hardcore wrestling and all the other stuff sucks. You know, you can appreciate all all variances of it, you know, and that's the way I am. I like a little hardcore. I like a little bit of technical. I like some high flying every now and again, a little luchador action. I mean, yeah. I just like wrestling, period. I don't have one that I don't like and do like. You know, I'll sit there and watch a 60-minute Iron Man where they're on the mat for 45 minutes and I'll appreciate the hell out of it, you know?
Right. And, you know, you mentioned that. I was actually at FGW last night. Some great matches went on. And what they had done is they called it the Ruthless Raffle.
Mm-hmm.
And they would bring the bucket with all the wrestlers' names around to different fans and they would draw names. And they would immediately have to wrestle one another at that point in time. Mm-hmm. So it brought up some interesting combinations. And there was a couple of amazingly, really, really good matches culminating in a 7-man gauntlet match that the Guiding Light won.
Mm-hmm.
But he went through 7 people. Wouldn't be 7 men. He went through, well, Shauna Reed was in there. But
all right.
And Scotty Amos and I can't remember everybody off the top of my head, but it was a good show. It was actually one of the better shows I've enjoyed recently.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's something out there for everybody.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like I said, everybody liking all the different styles and, you know, and even if you just like one and you shit on the others per se, I mean, it's still, you know, all it's doing is, you know, in my eyes, you know, certain wrestlers are taking advantage of it. You know, just going back to Matt Cardona and the Bray Wyatt situation, if you think about it, you know, Cody Rhodes was mid-card level at best in WWE. You know, he leaves WWE, he goes, you know, to Japan, he starts working indies in the States. And, you know, now he's on top, you know, his, you know, status just shot straight up like a rocket. Right. And then just like Matt Cardona, you know, he was, I don't even know if he would even consider mid-card level, you know, and he had a couple decent runs and all that, but, you know, then he gets let go and then, you know, now look at him, you know, his stock is rising real quick. And yeah, so just think about Bray Wyatt. You know, if they let Bray Wyatt go and he doesn't go to AEW and he just starts, you know, doing the indie scene or whatever, or going to Japan, I mean, Bray Wyatt could be the next biggest thing in wrestling, you know, which he was already getting a good push to do that in WWE until they quit, you know, doing it for whatever reason. But, you know, just, you know, if you think about it in that way, I mean, this could probably possibly be the best thing that ever happened to Bray Wyatt.
Yeah. But, you know, there's something else you got to consider. And the rumor mill is blowing hard right now.
Oh, yeah.
With two in particular. Daniel Bryan and CM Punk.
Yep. Yeah, that's more news that we haven't talked about yet.
There's rumors that Bryan Danielson has signed with AEW, but nothing's been confirmed. There's been heavy hints that CM Punk's going to be in Chicago for AEW, but nothing has been confirmed. What's your take on these things?
I mean, I can see it happening very easily, and I'm just kind of hoping that they don't screw it up. And, you know, to be honest, like I said, I'm kind of weird. I wouldn't even have Punk debut in Chicago if he did sign. And you know, I would, if Bryan Danielson signed with him, I would have Bryan Danielson, you know, show up in Chicago. And then, cause the crowd's going to expect Punk. So, you know, you kind of want to, you know, have him debut somewhere else, you know, in my opinion. Like I said, that might be, you know, weird booking or whatever, but that's how I would use it. But, you know, I don't own AEW. So whatever they decide is going to work for him.
I'm going to call Tony Khan real quick. Give me a second.
Right. Yeah. You got him on speed dial.
Yeah. I got him. Tony. Hey, me, Doug, Jim, how's it going, man? Hey, don't put Punk in the Chicago show.
There you go.
Serious, don't do it. Okay, trust me on this. All right. Talk to you later. See you.
There it is. Now, if he doesn't show up in Chicago, it's because of you.
That's right.
You're going to catch the heat for it.
So, let's steer the show a little bit differently.
All right.
We've got another big show coming up. NOW has another big show coming.
Yeah, it's September 6th, and it's at the Obed Zucchini Fest. And believe it or not, you know, the Obed Zucchini Fest is a pretty big festival here in Central Ohio. And they have, you know, some big names that show up for concerts. And this year they're having Big and Rich. That's one of the big country groups that's going to be there. And they got some more. And this will be our first time working with the Zucchini Fest. And we're going to be on, you know, be doing Labor Day, you know, Monday. So we'll be there that Monday from 1 to 4. I was telling people 12 to 3 was our times, but it's 1 to 4. I was mistaken. But yeah, we're going to do a 3-hour show, and it's going to go nonstop, no intermissions or nothing. The show's free. You know, it's, you just show up at the festival and we'll be there. And we're also going to, that's where we're going to continue this. Like I said, the first match will be, excuse me, it'll be over by the time you hear this, but you know, this coming Sunday is going to be our first title match for the new tag team titles in the tournament. And it's going to be War Hoss against Cody Rhodes and Chuck the Truck. Cody Hawk. I still got Cody Rhodes on my mind.
you booked Cody Rhodes?
Right. Yeah. I still got that whole thing on my mind. But, yeah, Cody Hawk, Chuck the Truck, and War Hoss. That's going to be the first match in the tournament. And then we're going to have another couple on the Zucchini Fest show. So it's that's going to be pretty exciting. And we're going to have about 10 matches. And, you know, like I said, it's going to be a 3-hour show we're going to run. If we run long, I'm sure they won't mind. But it's free. And it's the Obet's Zucchini Fest and September 6th. And we'll be there. It'll be our first year.
Well, we've definitely got a pair of brand new shiny tag team belts.
Yep, for sure.
And we showed those off at Squared Circle Expo.
Mm-hmm.
And, starting off with Cody Hawk and Chuck the Truck against War Hoss, it's going to be a barn burner, man. They had some heat on the last show, and, you know, War Hoss got stuck their nose where it didn't belong. And, Chuck and Cody are looking for a little bit of retribution.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good one.
I get to announce it. And I'm definitely looking forward to watching that match because Cody Hawk. What can you say about Cody? I mean,
oh yeah, we call him the Trainer of Champions, you know.
Speaking of that, another thing I wanted to mention is there's another promotion out there called the Wrestling Revolver. Mm-hmm. And that's Sammy Callahan's promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found out either yesterday or this morning that the Switchblades are reuniting.
Oh, yeah?
Sammy Callahan and John Moxley at the next Wrestling Revolver show in Iowa. And I'm jealous because I want to see that show.
You're about to make the trip, ain't you?
Tempted. I'm tempted because to see John Moxley and Sammy Callahan together, two guys, two world champions that Cody Hawk trained.
Yep.
To see those two together again would be phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I were getting a treat.
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely.
There's a lot going on in the wrestling world right now. And
mm-hmm. My gosh. Yep. I say it's getting pretty exciting and interesting. I said, hopefully it lights out fire again and wrestling continues to get back on the upswing.
We can certainly hope for that. But time is drawing nigh and we've still got stuff to do for the show tomorrow. So yes,
I said we've still got stuff on the old checklist that needs done.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to Wrestle Horror and putting up with my rambling and Donnie's rambling. Sometimes, you know, we just we like to talk, you know, and we try to fill you in what we can. And it's been a wild ride. We're going to keep going.
Yep, absolutely. Ain't going to stop anytime soon.
So for myself, Meat Hook Jim, my co-host Donnie Hoover, we are the Wrestle Horror Podcast, and we will catch you on the next episode.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the Wrestle Horror channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.